WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. I get it, trust me, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to not just survive these emotional ups and downs, but actually thrive amidst them? That's right, folks, today we're diving deep into the power of self-awareness, becoming masters of our own emotional landscape. Think of it like this. Your emotions are powerful currents, constantly shaping your thoughts, actions, and relationships. But if you don't understand these currents, if you let them sweep you away without a paddle, well, things can get pretty turbulent. So, how do we become the captains of our own emotional ships? Here are 5 key strategies that will help you build self-awareness and gain a deeper understanding of your emotions. First up, practice mindfulness. It's not about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment, your thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, everything. Imagine it like this. You're sitting in a crowded room, and everyone is talking, but you've tuned into the subtle sounds of your own breath. That's mindfulness in action. Try incorporating short mindfulness exercises throughout your day. Just 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. Next, identify your emotional triggers. We all have them, those pesky things that set us off a certain word, a particular situation, even a specific smell. What are yours? Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate and manage your reactions. It's like having a map of your emotional territory, allowing you to navigate it with more awareness and control. Now, let's talk about journaling. Ever notice how some things just feel lighter when you write them down? That's because putting your thoughts and feelings on paper can help you process them more effectively. Journaling isn't about crafting a masterpiece, it's about honest self-reflection. Try writing down your emotions after a challenging event or even during those moments when you're feeling overwhelmed. Next, learn to differentiate between your thoughts and your feelings. It's easy to get caught up in the stories we tell ourselves, but remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they don't have to define our reality. Feelings, on the other hand, are powerful experiences that deserve our attention. So, when you're feeling anxious, ask yourself, what am I thinking that's contributing to this feeling? By separating your thoughts from your emotions, you create space for clearer decision-making. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-compassion. We're all human, and we're bound to make mistakes. When you stumble, instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself a little kindness just like you would a good friend going through a tough time. Remember, building self-awareness is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep exploring the incredible depths of your own emotional landscape. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're at work, and suddenly, your boss drops a bombshell, a major project gets cancelled, and everyone is scrambling to adjust. Suddenly, you feel a knot in your stomach, your heart starts racing, and your mind races with thoughts like, what am I going to do? Am I doing enough? You might even find yourself snapping at colleagues or feeling overwhelmed by the situation. Sound familiar? Here's where self-awareness comes into play. If you are mindful of your emotional triggers, you might recognize that this type of unexpected change triggers anxiety in you. Instead of letting those anxious feelings take over, you could consciously choose to step back, take a few deep breaths, and reframe the situation. Maybe instead of seeing it as a setback, you can view it as an opportunity for growth, a chance to learn new skills or explore different avenues within your work. See how that one shift in perspective can make all the difference. All right, folks, let's recap the power pack strategies we've uncovered today. Mindfulness, identifying your emotional triggers, journaling, differentiating thoughts from feelings, and practicing self-compassion. Remember, building self-awareness is a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep exploring those fascinating depths of your own emotional world. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you build self-awareness? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media using #StoicLifePodcast. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom and guidance. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.